And one day, there's a gentleman told his mother, and he told his mother that I cannot go to this church anymore. And his mom was shocked because her son told her that he's going to stop his belief, his faith, walk of faith, and not go to church. And he had three reasons that he can't go to the church. And number one, first reason is the church is filled with hatred, and they always have conflict, and they always fight. And that's the first reason that he can't attend church. And our choir team was amazing. However, his reason was that church did not have a good choir team, and they were terrible. And third reason is the person who does representative prayer for every Sunday, and the prayer is just too long to sustain during the worship. And that's the reason why. That's three reasons why he can't attend church anymore. However, on the other side, his mom telling him that there are three reasons why he should attend church. And the first reason is man needs to meet God. And all the animal doesn't have, all of animals don't have a soul, has a spirit, so that they don't have to believe God. They don't have to meet God. However, for us, we have spirit of God, so that we have to meet God. Second reason, and this world is very corrupted, and it's chaotic. And only way that we can overcome this chaotic world is receiving grace. However, you're not going to church. How are you going to overcome the world? And through the grace, you will gain faith, and with the faith, you can overcome the world. And third, you have to attend the church because you are the head pastor. You're the main pastor in the church. And this is the truth of our church, our modern church. And even main pastor, even head pastor, face the trouble and make a decision like, hey, I'm not going to church anymore. And this is how, that's how much our church has been broken down. And even the church is the most important place. However, the church doesn't work properly to carry out the importance of the church. And so that the world keeps saying that it's not necessary for us to establish church and defend the church. And there's no, it is very unnecessary for our lives to attend the church and receive grace and have worship. And a lot of people have a question. Many people have this question. Do we really have to go to church? And once we had a survey in our Christian community, and one of the number one question that they raised was, do we really have to go to church? And And our church, the pride of our church has fallen down. And we were just laughing stock, and everyone thinks that the church is the organization that everybody can despise, and that's how much we have fallen down. And in the Middle Age, the church has corrupted, and they were very corrupted. However, in our modern church, and they were, they weren't despised like this modern church. And right now, all of the church has been disregarded by people, and also disrespected by all people, and a lot of people saying that go to Buddhist temple is way better than going to church, and that's what a lot of people are saying. And even in our church, there are someone who told me or questioned me that, do we really have to attend church? Do we really have to go to church every Sunday? And the idea of church has fallen down and fallen on the ground. And Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 through 16, there's a favorite teaching of Jesus Christ. And it says that you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. And when Jesus refers you, and it means us. Everyone who's sitting in here, and also as a one church, we are the salt, we are the light. However, what is reality in our lives? The reality is, once the salt loses its saltiness, it will be on the ground. It will be thrown out and trampled under the ground. On the ground. And that's the reality in our life that we may face in our lives. And as it says, Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, it says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. And because when salt loses saltiness, it can no longer serve the purpose of make food taste better. And there was a pastor that I know, and he's doing a low salt diet. And because he had a disease, he has some illness that he can take salt, so that he's going through no salt diet. And he invited a person, and the one who invited who was invited, and he refused to eat it because it would taste really bad because there was no salt. In our lives, and a lot of people are saying that there's a meaning for us to go to church, and young men and young people, and also the college students, and they receive education, and they have this, they grasp the idea of that we no longer need to attend church anymore. And because the church lost its taste, so that this happened in our lives. And this situation happens in our lives, so that we need to restore our lives, so that we can restore our church. And this blessing, we must experience this blessing. And let us look back in our let us reflect the history of Israelites. And they had a time of first temple and second temple, third temple. The age of first temple, second temple, third temple, and first temple was the temple of Solomon. And Solomon's temple. And who built this? And Solomon built this temple. Even though Solomon built this temple, however, King David has prepared everything for Solomon, because King David had a dream that he wanted to build a temple. And he used to say things like, "I am sleeping in this place where it's beautiful, where it's precious. However, I'm letting you rest in the wilderness, so that I am going to build a temple." That's a confession that King David had made. And King David loved the church, and the temple was in his center of his heart. And Zerubbabel's temple, and after the age of captive of Babylon, 70 years of captive years by Babylon, they were trampled, they were struggling through their life as a slave. And after they came out from the captivation, and when they had a liberation in their life, first thing they planned was building this temple. And third temple is Herod's temple. And Herod is the foreigner, and he was a non-believer. However, he tried to build this temple for 46 years. There's one thing that we have to remember. Why did Jesus Christ try their best to build a temple? Was it because they have nothing to do, so let us just build a temple? Let us just leave a landmark for our age? For our future generation? Why did they put all of the effort to build a church? Because because temple, the church, was the center of their life, center of their Israelites, center of Israelites' faith. And that's the fruit of their lives. And when you look at Israelites' history, there is no history can be built, can be found without the church. So through all three festivals, they go back to temple and remind themselves that they are children of God. And it is the most important thing in their lives, in their history, and this is the center of their faith and center of their walk of faith. And through they put church in the center in the center of their life, the church in the they put the church in the center of their lives, and they live their lives. There's nothing more important than church. There's nothing more precious than the church. Why is the church important? So important. And you are sitting down inside a church. The church is a place where he bought with his own blood. Wait, let's look at our scripture. And Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it is saying that keep watch over yourself and all the flocks of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer by shepherd of church of God, which he bought with his own blood. That's the number one reason that the church is so important. He bought this church with his own blood. And when we talk about shed all the blood, that means and trading his own life, trade his or her own life to do something. That's what I mean by shed blood. And he put all of his life for this church. That's what it means. Jesus, that's what Jesus is, so that we have to take it seriously. We have to put it as a precious place. Because all the church is a place where we have a worship. And that's so where we have a communication. We communicate with God, and that's where all the grace, where we receive grace in our lives. Can you receive grace without having a church? As we sit down together and as we having worship together, and through this worship we receive grace, and all the grace comes from church. And once you have worship in church, then this grace comes upon your life, pour upon your life. And as a mom, as I told you the story in the introduction, the mom told his son that you must receive grace to overcome the world, and that grace comes from church. And once you receive grace, there is no problem, there is no worry, because all the grace, everything begins from church. And the work of saving lives happens in church. And there are a lot of good organization. There are a lot of good organization that help others and do good things in our society. However, no matter how good they are, no matter how good things they do, they cannot save the spirit. They can help people temporarily, but they cannot save people. And only organization that can do it in our lives is the church. And how well the church enjoys the mission of a church. If you don't enjoy this fact, and if everybody don't know this importance, the church cannot be a church. And if you lose hold of the importance of church, if you lose hold of the importance of saving lives, then you cannot say that that is a church. Allah truly know the importance of church. And as you know, as you acknowledge its importance, and you will receive blessing for the ages to age. And once you look at our scripture, and this is the last Paul's last teaching to Ephesian church. Paul goes to next stage of his life for the martyr, so that he gives last message, last teaching to the church in Ephesus. And before he leaves the church in Ephesian church, he's giving farewell message to Ephesian church. Let us read it together carefully. And last, one of his concerns is, as it says in the Bible, it says, savage wolves that will come in among you. And as it says, verse 29, it said, I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. And even from your own number, mean men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. There is a savage wolves who will try to come to you and try to break down the church, so that you must be awake and try to defend your church from these savage wolves. And there are many different messages, heretic messages that flowing into the church and try to deceive them. And if you look at early churches, there are many churches that has been struggling with the false message that were given by false prophets, false people. So that Paul is giving the message that be careful of savage wolves, and you have to defend the church from these savage wolves. And like in our Eden church, let us save and defend this church in this age. We must be the church that we can carry out the mission of God. And if you don't do this, then there is no reason for us to stay as a one church. And as it says in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, it says, now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. You listen to the word of God and you You dwell inside of the Word of God. You establish your life upon this Word of God. And there is a one true fact. There is a true fact that we have is do not listen to what people say. What we must believe is the Word of God. We must hold on to this Word of God firmly, and we can truly enjoy the blessing of God. And third, it says, help the people who is struggling. And if you read verse 35, it says, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It says that help the weak. What do you have to do? You must help the weak. And it says that if it is more blessed to give than to receive. And we try to receive a lot of times, but we try to give in our lives. And what does our Bible verse say? It said, try to not be a person who always receive. Try to be a person who always give. And there are people who don't have enough money, or who don't have enough education, who did not receive education, or who do not have a healthy body, and we must help these people. And once you help these people, you will truly enjoy your life. And I am not trying to give you a farewell message. And because I give a farewell message through this sermon, and I have the same feeling, and same message that I want to give in this message from Paul. And I want you to carry out this gospel, and you guys can truly establish your church as an Eden church that can save this field and save this age. And I want you to hold on to the Word of God firmly and allow us to center our life with the Word of God. And we have to protect and defend our church, and we have to make this as life long commission, and you have to protect, you have to take care of one another, you have to be the host for our church and for the ministers, and you will raise these remnants in this church. And there are many things that I want to give thanks is because, and even though I'm lacking and I'm not good enough for this position, however, for your support, I could do my ministry for 14 years. And if there are things that I have made a mistake, and there are things that I did something wrong to you, please forgive me. And thank you so much for all of your support. And if you have a memory, and I want you to forget about me, and even whether it's a good memory or a bad memory, please get rid of them and truly focus on the pastor that will come, and you will truly establish a new church in your lives. And thank you so much for all the blessing. Let us pray. Our Almighty God, and you allow us truly enjoy Jesus Christ in our lives, Lord. And as we leave our church, and there are nothing that I can, nothing more that I want from this church. And allow us truly hold on to the Word of God. And they can truly hold on to the Word of God. They can truly accomplish the covenant of word evangelism in their lives. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.